Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Good morning, Jeff. Yes, it was an exciting week here in Utah, and voters participated in local city elections. I know that has been the hot topic on your news show as well.
You know, I thought you were going to say it's an exciting week, BYU, Texas Tech, but okay, we'll talk about the politics. Fine.
Let's talk about real estate, Jeff, here on the Real Estate Show.
Good
today,
idea.
We're going to be breaking down how decisions made by local city officials have a direct impact on homebuyers, on builders, on property investment, and future development in Utah. I'm a real estate developer. My husband and I, back in the day, 33 years ago, we did a lot of purchasing, remodeling, selling, rezoning. We have so many stories. And those local officials really do make all the difference because they're the ones that are in the trenches and they are making the decisions. So when you have a property, you go to city council. Well, first you go to planning commission.
Yeah, take us through this whole thing because most people never have to do this, rezoning and all that. How does it work?
Yeah, so it's actually a lot of fun. So you have an idea and you do the research about it. And you know, back in the day, we used to have encyclopedias or you had to drive to the city offices. Now you can Google most things. So getting involved and up to speed on what your specific city requires and the rules and guidelines around that will help you make really great real estate investments there in your own area. So you go to the planning commission and you basically pitch your idea.
What do you mean by idea? We're talking about, I know there's this place that's zoned for homes, but I'm thinking strip mall.
Yeah.
Is it that kind of thing?
Yeah, but that's probably not going to happen, Jeff. I'll just give you a personal example. So one day we found a home in Orem on a large lot. So as a real estate agent, I saw this home come up. It was a really, really old home, and it was located in the front left corner of a very rectangle piece of property. So we thought that we could put a duplex on this property, and we didn't know if it had to be separate or if it had to be attached, but Orem at the time was zoned that you could do this, and we definitely had the acreage to do that. So we went to the planning commission, we pitched the idea, and they said, sure.
Wait, do you pitch it in front of a meeting or in an office to a guy, or how
yeah.
does it work?
So it's usually just a city official. It's a planning person at the city that plans and helps with all their building and zoning codes and those kinds of things. Once you get past that person, then you go to a planning commission. Oftentimes, you have to meet with a civil engineer to make sure that it meets all of the sewer and, you know, they plan it all and help you know where all of those things are. Then you go to a planning commission, which is much like just a big conference table.
This is not the public meeting yet.
This is not the public meeting. This is prior to the public meeting. So it's a planning commission. And it's really a conference table with different city officials that are there. And they read the code for the city to make sure that your proposal meets all of those requirements once you get the vote of all of those people, and it really just has to be a majority vote. One person can even say, I don't like your idea, I think it's ugly, or whatever that may be. but you can still move on and be recommended to go to a city council meeting. And those are the official meetings where you do have those city council members are seated on a stand and you're at a podium. And you do have the public, you know, that can attend and sit in the chairs.
This is the meeting where they show up with the pitchforks.
They can. Yes, Jeff. We've all been to those meetings. We've seen them on television. But in my specific example, we went to that meeting and they said, not only can you do a duplex, but this code says that you could do a fourplex plus a duplex if you subdivide this property. So being newly married, we thought that we won the lottery that day because a fourplex lot is hard to find in Orem. We built 4 townhomes on that property and it was a great investment. And we held on to that property for years and years and years and collected all the rents. And that was huge for a brand new investment couple that, you know, had big dreams and not a lot of money. So that was really, really great. So yes, these elections matter, Jeff. Those are the people that do make these codes. They rewrite codes. Currently in Orem City, they did a master plan. And I know this is a hot topic, so all you Oremites, listen up. But they did a master plan and they spent a ton of money and a ton of time on that. And it was very pro-development.
The idea is to shepherd growth years and decades ahead.
Yes. Okay. And Orem needed a little revitalization, right, in their community. State Street's looking a little bit tired and needs some renovations and whatnot. So they spend a lot of money. Then they had elections and they put a moratorium and pretty much nixed the entire master plan that they had spent years and so much money on. And that's being set aside. So my Orem Osmond Design store, for example, was previously zoned high density residential. Whatever you can park, you can build. And now it doesn't have that same code. And I can't do that. So with these new elections, it'll be interesting to see if there are some changes with that. And if people can redevelop and build on their property, because I know for my own furniture store, I mean, sky's the limit, right? I could do high density residential on top of commercial. There's lots of different things. Right now I can't, but hopefully in the near future I could do that. And where housing affordability is such a hot topic here in the state of Utah, I think that could be a really great plan for Orem if we can do it responsibly and make sure that it's a win-win for all the residents and commercial as well.
Well, housing affordability meets NIMBY, not in my backyard. And it's a problem in so many communities. But, as I noticed, as I looked through the election in my community and in a few others I was reporting on, if you're an everyday person, you don't come in contact with the mayor, with the members of city council. You really don't know what they're thinking. But what I do every year, before I fill out my ballot, I sit down with the ballot. I look at all the names. I look up their website. You know what? Every single one of them is pro-family, believes in conservative values, and there's no way to differentiate them other than how happy and how large their family might be in the picture.
You look at their family picture and decide your vote off of that.
This could be one of the reasons that people don't bother to go out and vote in municipal elections. I don't think the turnout was anything special this past week. And so I look through and I'm studious and looking through the candidates and their positions. And the only thing I noticed is that some of them talk about preserving our community for future generations. And I think that's code for either redevelop Main Street or it's code for let's leave things the way they are and not zone ourselves into becoming a big city. This is what happens in small communities.
Oh, for sure. And each city has their own goals and dreams for their specific areas. And deciding where you want to live is so, so important. If you don't like where you live, move. So look into what your city, their future development opportunities and ideas are so that you know if you are in line with the direction of your city or not. Property taxes are something that all of us pay attention to. So, in deciding who to vote for, that can be a huge issue. Spending priorities. Oftentimes, cities spend a lot more in areas that we don't agree with. And if you don't like it, run for office, Jeff.
Well, you know, property taxes is an interesting thing for me. I lived in New Jersey on the banks of the Hudson River. I had a bachelor pad where I was overlooking the entire New York skyline across the water.
So cool.
My property taxes were $20,000 a year.
Wow.
I moved to Utah. They're now $3,000 a year. So to me, it's almost sort of funny when people show up at the council meeting protesting against the increase in county taxes that will amount to $80 a year. And I understand every cent counts, but given my experience in life, it's like, come on, give me a break.
For sure.
But now, I know it matters.
It does matter. And if you're born and raised in Utah, it is a big increase that has been happening. Not only are school districts separating and developing and growing, there's so much growth, especially in my area in the Lone Peak Alpine School District. You're probably up to speed on all of that. Water planning, ADU policies, growth versus preservation, all of those things that you're talking about become very, very important when it's not in your backyard philosophy, which we all have in Utah. That sounds great, as long as it's not in
somewhere
my city.
Else, right.
100%. And I can't say that I oftentimes disagree with that. So do your research and make sure that you know what you're voting for. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond here with Jeff Kaplan. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
An Australian hiker travels to the American West to walk a wilderness trail.
Wasn't afraid to be out on his own.
But Eric Robinson vanished in the High Uinta Mountains.
I remember thinking, Eric, what were you thinking, mate?
I'm Dave Cawley. Join me on my podcast, Uinta Triangle, where I travel the world to answer the question, what happened to Eric Robinson? Follow Uinta Triangle, that's UINTA Triangle, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. And we were talking about growth in Utah in the last segment. And I've been experiencing a little bit of growth. My son is going to be having twins back east. And my brother's daughter just had a baby this past week, a boy, Max Arlo, healthy. And you know what we got him for a present that we sent across back east?
Oh, Jeff, I have no idea. But first, let me say congratulations, Grandpa. That's incredible news.
Yes, that.
Yes.
But I'm also an uncle, and we sent a Minky.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love it. What a great gift. For this segment, we're talking cozy luxury. We just collaborated with Minky Couture to launch a brand new bedding line. So all of us have blankets. If you are in Utah, you have heard of Minky Couture.
Okay, and I'm sorry that we didn't buy a Heather Osmond Minky to send across the country for the baby. They do baby blankets, so we got one of those.
That's perfect. And this new bedding line is not necessarily for babies unless they're sleeping in your bed, Jeff, because all of the Minky Couture and Osmond Designs bedding launch collection is incredibly beautiful. It is duvet covers. So those are those comforters that you put on your bed. I personally love to fold them in half or fold them in thirds and just have them layered at the bottom of your bed.
We have three Minkies. Now, how are these different from the Minkies, all three of them, that sit at the end of our bed?
Yes. So a blanket is something that you throw on a sofa or you throw at the end of your bed or on a chair. This is actually a comforter that you put on your bed. So your king size, your queen size, and your twin, they are absolutely stunning. They have zippers, so you can throw a down comforter in there if you would like. Perfect timing for those cold winter months in Utah. I personally think that they're heavy enough that you don't even need a down comforter. And have you ever been to those stores, Jeff, like Bed Bath & Beyond back in the day?
Or, sure.
You know, some of those big box stores.
With my coupons.
With your coupons, exactly. And you just look at those beds and you're like, these are incredible. Why does my bed not look like that?
Oh, with the 400 pillows.
400 pillows and then just the layers of all the comforters, right? 2 and 3 and 4 layers. That's what this is. And it's Minky fabrics, the very best Minky fabrics in the country. And they're so cozy. So this is where Utah lifestyle meets comfort and elegance. I love it to be soft. You may actually have to stay home from work, Jeff, once you get your comforter on your bed.
So tell me about this. You're doing a collaboration with them and came up with this line. Was this your, how did this happen?
Yeah, so one day I was talking to Sandy, who is one of the most incredible women in Utah. She's such a generous and giving person.
Her name is Sandy Minky, of course.
Sandy the Minky woman is what I would call her.
She started the company.
Yeah, she's glamour Sandy. She's beautiful and talented and articulate, and she's a boss woman. I'm so proud of her. And we were talking about her blankets and how everyone has them. And I told her, you know, Sandy, my dream has always been to create an Osmond Designs bedding line. And the best fabrics that I'm aware of are your Minkies. We should get together and collaborate. And she said, absolutely, you're brilliant. Let's meet next week.
Got goosebumps.
So we did. It was incredible. And we were both squealing. We had the best time. We pulled out the best fabrics. It's gorgeous in the most luxurious, beautiful textures. And of course, the colors. I mean, this bedding just takes your bedroom to another level. And when you love your bed, when you walk in, you just sleep better. I'm just saying it. Ever since I put this bedding on my own personal bed, I just smile. It's just so happy. It's good.
So what's it called? What's the name of the product?
Yeah, so it's called Osmond Designs X Minky Couture Bedding.
Nice.
That's our collection. So we love the colors. They are chocolate brown, black, a creamy white, a beautiful, gorgeous, it's almost a navy blue, but has a little gray undertone. It's absolutely stunning. And then a charcoal gray. So perfect colors for the fall. They are available at our Osmond Design stores in Lehigh and in Orem. So you can come and pick those up. And then they're also available on the Minky Couture website. They're selling them there. And they are available today. So if you're out driving around, please stop by. Not only do we have these comforters and duvets, but we have Euro pillows. So those are the decorative pillows that you put up against your headboard, the big square pillows. So on a king, you do 3. On a queen, you do 2. And on a twin bed, you do 1. We also have shams. So for kings, you do 2 king shams. For a queen size bed, you do 2 standard shams. And for a twin size bed, you do 1 standard sham. We also have, Jeff, I know you're surprised about this, accent pillows.
Of course you do.
This is your favorite topic in the world. But these accent pillows go on your bed. They go on sofas, on chairs, really anywhere. Absolutely stunning. And they have that great minky feel, which is amazing. And last but not least, we have these incredibly beautiful oblong, they're rectangle, oversized kidney pillows.
Wait, these are all minky products?
All minky fabrics.
Wow.
I know. You don't even need an animal anymore. You can just pet your pillows.
That's a lot of soft.
It's a lot of soft because you know what, Jeff? Home is the best part of life. And I truly believe that pillows are the new stuffed animals for adults. Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond here with Jeff Kaplan. We'll be right back.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Downy Rinse fights stubborn odors in just one wash. When impossible odors get stuck in,
rinse it out.
A 15-year-old girl who chewed through a rope to escape a serial killer.
I used my front teeth to saw on the rope in my mouth.
The killer prowled the Pacific Northwest in the early 70s. He's been convicted of murdering two young women, but suspected of many more.
Maybe there's another one in that area.
Follow and binge all episodes of Stolen Voices of Dole Valley, available now wherever you listen.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is right over there from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, and Jeff, I just recently returned home from High Point Furniture Market in North Carolina, the biggest furniture market in the country. It was absolutely incredible. It's almost like the Super Bowl of the furniture industry. And we had a blast. I am a kid in a candy store when I'm at Furniture Market. And I don't think that my face is recovered because I literally walk around with the biggest smile on my face all day long. So much that at the end of the day, my face is tired.
Why?
So, why?
Why? What makes you smile?
You know what? It's all beautiful. I love beauty. And you walk around and there are manufacturers from all over the United States and even international companies that come in to display their latest and greatest products. And they're so excited. They've been working on these designs for 6 months prior or even a year prior. And there's just this really fun excitement. It's almost like Christmas where you can't really describe it, but there's just a cool energy and a cool vibe. That's Furniture Market. So it's almost like going to a mall and there's different floors. And then each of these manufacturers rent a space in these buildings. So there's a main building, couple main buildings, and then there's lots and lots and lots of outbuildings that you have to walk to. And you go and look at what each of these manufacturers have presented and their version of what the latest trends are and styles and all of those things. And then retailers like me fly in from all across the country and we do our shopping for our stores.
So you're buying.
So
you're not
buy.
Just looking and being titillated by the exciting new designs you've never seen before. You are spending your money and bringing stock into your store.
Absolutely. And oftentimes there are more amazing things than we can ever be able to fit in our showrooms. And so it's really trying to decide what's the best bang for our buck. There's national trends and then there's Utah trends. And Utah, you know, for parade homes and model homes and some of those that we do, we're definitely more fashion forward and edgier. But for most people, they just want a beautiful home. And that can be translated in lots of different ways. And you should be able to love your home. So it's fun to have the latest and greatest, but also it needs to be livable and somewhere that you feel comfortable and somewhere that you want to be.
So I did a minute of news this week about what home buyers are going to want in 2026, according to Zillow. They did a survey of designers and realtors. And one of the things that came up was something called color drenched. Are you familiar with this term?
Yes. So that is basically drenching a room in one specific color. So let's take charcoal gray, for example. So you would paint all the walls, the ceiling, the furnishings, everything is more of that vibe. Or maybe it's green, or maybe it's a burgundy color.
Well, they say vibrant colors. And the idea is that you create a mood with that single color for a room. And then you use a different color in a different room. And you could decide where to hang out in your house based on how you're feeling and what mood you want to be in. And I had never heard of this. And it's like supposedly the hot trend for 2026. And my first thought was, not in Utah, not here. So what do you think?
Jeff, I agree with you. I mean, we've done some pretty cool offices where we paint everything a very moody navy blue or a beautiful green, maybe an evergreen green. However, I feel like people get tired of it really quickly. It's almost like putting on a really bold floral wallpaper on your wall. It's cool for a while, but then you kind of get tired of it. So we do a lot of that when we're doing trendy things that we need to have a wow factor. We need it to be talked about. We want it to be the topic of Relief Society, you know, the following week. But actually living in that 24/7 might be a little more difficult. But, you know, everyone has their own vibe and their own personality, and your home really is a reflection of you. So I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just, you know, what your taste is.
So, you know, home and hearth are so important here with large families. Do you find that taste runs more conservative in furnishings and the like?
Oh, for sure. I will tell you, at Furniture Market this year, I saw more color than I'd ever seen before. Bright, bright colors. So lots of bright berries, which is like a strawberry or raspberry color, just really beautiful maroons and reds. I also saw some really bright oranges, some bright turquoises and teals, and it was all mixed. Oftentimes, I feel like your home can look like a circus if there's just too much of that. So it's finding the right combination and the right recipe for your home. So there were definitely those showrooms that leaned very, very bright, very colorful.
But orange.
Then, I know.
But orange, see, orange, I get chills thinking back 30 years ago, maybe. I bought a house that we had to redo it because it came with orange Formica countertops. And I just think of that look like it was stuck in the 1970s. And I can't envision anybody doing modern design with orange. It's just me.
You would be surprised what I see, Jeff. You've seen the yellow bathrooms or the soft pink bathrooms, right? At the time, it may have been cool, but it really doesn't appeal to the masses. And oftentimes when people go to sell their home, that's the first thing that a buyer is going to rip out and remodel are those super, super trendy bathrooms or bedrooms or paint colors that maybe they're just worked for that family, but maybe not for the new family. Another hot trend at market was textures. So boucles, like very chunky textures, chenilles, and then layering fabrics. Previously, in the segment, we talked about layering bedding. and how wonderful that is to have a coverlet and then have your comforter that's folded in half or in thirds at the bottom of your bed. So oftentimes, me personally, I layer two or three or four coverlets or comforters and then, you know, all the pillows and stuff on my bed. That's not for everyone.
All I can think of is that is so much work.
So much work. And most guys, Jeff, I will say they agree with you. However, it is beautiful and I love my home to look like a model home. And so it's something I like. People are doing that in their living rooms. They're doing it with throw blankets. They're doing it with trays. They're doing it with candles and books and all the things. But simple is still the trend. Very, very classy. Less is more. But big scaled wow elements is what I would say that most people are really enjoying. Lots of little small tic-tacky things that need to be dusted. No one wants that anymore. All the ivy that's on top of your kitchen.
Yeah. Tchotchkes.
All the ivy that's hanging over your kitchen cabinets right now, just take it down. It's old. It's tired. It was cool in the 80s and the 90s, but it definitely had its time. Also, lighting. All of the lighting this year at market is very oversized. So big, amazing statement pieces are great. They're very sculptural. And people are loving just the different tones.
You're talking about overhead lights or wall sconces?
All of the above. Lamps, same thing. Just in really pretty tones. So you'll see them in metals. You'll see them in painted and also some really beautiful textured pieces. So the lighting is not just lighting anymore. It's actually part of the decor. And I would say the scale of most of the furniture at market was for smaller floor plans. In Utah, we love large, big homes. But I think my kids, your kids, Jeff, they don't want a huge home. It seems like more of a liability. And they want dogs and they want to travel. And they have smaller spaces. And so the furnishings need to match.
It would seem that what they're building lately, what builders are putting into communities that I see, are smaller homes. Is the square footage of homes shrinking in Utah statistically?
I think it has to. I think it takes two incomes to have these huge, massive homes that you're seeing all across the Wasatch Front. And even people that have them that spent their entire lives earning enough money so that they can build them, they're even thinking that they're too large and they're downsizing.
Well, it's the question of, do you want to own a house or do you want a house to own you?
It's true. Yeah. And they're very expensive in Utah. It's, you know, it's a lifetime of savings. And we live in a microwave society where they want it hot, fast, and right now. But regardless of the size of your home, it can be beautiful. So I've seen massive homes that just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean that you have taste. And I've seen very, very small homes that are decked to the nines and look incredible. So having the right furnishings that match the scale of your home is more important than ever. And that was definitely apparent at Furniture Market.
You know, I think this is a good time to mention Osmond Designs in your business.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. Yes, we offer interior design services. It's $99 per hour, and one of our dream team designers can come into your home and help you rearrange things that are within your home to make it feel better, and we can go over your goals, talk about what you love about your home, what you don't love about your home, and be creative in ways to make you love what you have, and then also help you put together some goals to get maybe some things that would help make it even better. On this topic, Jeff, I also wanted to mention that we are taking reservations for holiday decorating right now. So we go in for not only residential homes, but also commercial office buildings, all of those things, to help set up Christmas trees and do fireplace mantles and tablescapes and garland.
So you do the whole concept and set them up?
We do all of that for $99 per hour. And, you know, the sooner you get on the list, the better. You'll have first shot at the time that you want. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, here with Jeff Kaplan. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
At Arizona State University, we're bringing world-class education from our globally acclaimed faculty to you. Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university, online. That's a degree better. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
A 15-year-old girl who chewed through a rope to escape a serial killer.
I used my front teeth to saw on the rope in my mouth.
The killer prowled the Pacific Northwest in the early 70s. He's been convicted of murdering two young women, but suspected of many more.
Maybe there's another one in that area.
Follow and binge all episodes of Stolen Voices of Dole Valley, available now wherever you listen.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And for this last segment, we are going to talk about holiday home prep. Let's get your home guests ready and your home ready if you're planning to put it on the market. Jeff, are you ready for all the guests that are going to be arriving at your home for the holidays this year?
No.
No.
We just took down Halloween a minute ago.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I say we, I mean my wife took down Halloween.
You're at work. Right. Your wife's doing all the work. Okay, Jeff, we're going to make this quick and easy for you. So entry refresh and seasonal welcoming touches. You know, what does that even mean? I don't know. Jeff, do you have a wreath on your front door? Are you planning to put a wreath on your front door?
We will eventually have a wreath on the front door. At this point, no.
Not quite yet. So
we just got rid of the witch.
Pull it out of storage, you know, refresh it, take a hose to it, clean it up, and get it ready. That is such a great curb appeal and just makes your home beautiful for the holidays. Warm lighting. Make sure that you have lamps. Make sure that the bulbs are the 3000 Kelvin or the warm light, because they just add a great ambiance, especially in the fall and at Christmas time. Jeff, cozy textures. We previously talked about our Minky collaboration that we just did with Osmond Designs and Minky Couture. We just did a bedding line, and there's throw blankets and there's seasonal pillows that you can put on your sofas and your chairs, and then of course your beds. That always makes it fun for the fall and the winter. In the kitchen, minimal things on the counter. Clean off your countertops. There is no reason for the blender, the toaster, all the things to be scattered all over your kitchen counters. Less is more. Put them in the pantry, put them in the cabinets, and just clean things up a little bit. Guest room, make sure that your guests have a warm and inviting place to stay that's comfortable, but maybe not too comfortable that they want to stay for too long, Jeff, and I.
4 or 5 days.
Then they're out. Yes. Scents. We always talk about having a great smelling home. Or your workplace should smell great. And we offer incredible fall and Christmas scents at Osmond Designs. And it's a very inexpensive way to really add some ambiance to your home.
What? How are the scents delivered? Are we talking about candles or?
We have candles, of course, and then we also have a scent air machine that is my personal favorite, and it's actually from Disneyland and Disney World. If you have ever been on Soarin' Over California and you fly over the trees and it smells like oranges, that is this scent air, and it is only exclusively sold at Osmond Designs, and I'm obsessed. You just need one for the main floor, one in the basement, and it is absolutely incredible. So those are just a few ideas to help you get a head start on your holiday home prep. Christmas is up at Osmond Designs right now. Thanksgiving is up. All the decor. We're here to help you make it as easy as possible so that you can really spend time with your family and enjoy the holidays. And all of our holiday decor is an additional 20% off the lowest mark price, which is very, very fun.
When do you decorate your home? I mean, your business is another matter, but your home.
Usually the day after Thanksgiving, I try to do mine. If it's a good year, I try to do it the week before so that I could really focus on my client homes through that time, because that's usually when people want their stuff up as well. But I just love Christmas, and I like it to be early, and I like it to last as long as possible. It's just too much fun. Last but not least, we do want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends of the KSL Real Estate Show. They have been serving Utah for over 130 years, and they have locations all across the Wasatch Front with all sorts of money to give out to local Utahns, not only commercial loans, residential loans, construction, new construction loans, auto loans. They have a kids savings plan. Thank you, Central Bank, for supporting this community. We love to support you. Thank you for joining us on the KSL Real Estate Show. Jeff Kaplan and Heather Osmond signing off. We'll see you next week.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.